you're not the first person in here that I've asked them the phone number, and they've either grabbed their phone or grabbed a business card. You'd be surprised how many people don't know the number of where they work. It's amazing.
I mean, I know it.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to give out your cell number or something.
No, no.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
No, sir.
No. Your husband and your kids, that's it.
Correct.
Maybe your mom.
Yeah, always.
So you're going to have six providers there on that day, but you have six providers every day. How many people can you put through there with six? Or are they taking their time with people? Or
so at Tri-State Pain, we have a very
put
large...
Put that up, microphone up there by your mouth.
You
there
got
you
it.
Go.
So at Tri-State Pain, we have a very large facility. We're 10,000 square feet. We have 10 exam rooms, 2 procedure rooms. So with six providers, we can see quite a bit of patients daily.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't think anyone has six pain providers in our market.
Well, we also have an office in Havasu, too. So
oh, you do? Okay.
We do send providers down there to staff that one.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Fabulous.
Yeah, so we serve the whole Tri-State community.
Good. Six providers. That's amazing.
Yes.
So,
big.
That's a good
big
thing,
need
though.
For it here.
That's a good thing. How many physical therapists do we have?
For now, it's...
Just you.
One.
Tag
just
your
me.
It, huh?
Yep.
Until you can get more
that's
customers
it.
And then you get a helper?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. And you're off, obviously right now, it's pretty easy to get in and see you?
Yes. So it will be 948-24...
Your phone number is 928.
Yes. Tri-State Physical Therapy is 928-248-0444.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
All right. We got it all. You guys have said everything. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for
thank
having
you.
Us, Larry.
You
thank you.
All right. Good luck with your grand opening on the same day as the expo.
I know.
But people can travel.
I'll make it up next year. I will come to the expo.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to hold you on that.
You got it.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, Larry.
Stick around. We're going to come right back.
No need for a drive-thru, no more cold cereal. More and more people are enjoying breakfast at ProFit Kitchen, serving fresh veggie omelets, avocado toast, freshly made granola, or a fiesta burrito. Only at ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Let Chef Eric and crew make your healthy breakfast when you order it. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. You can even order a week of breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pick them up each day or all at one time. ProFit Kitchen's full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu on their website, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
It's time for the Lake Havasu Chamber, Bands and Brews by the Beach at London Bridge Beach. Join us Saturday from 11:30 to 5 with VIP entry at 11, featuring the music of One-Eyed Romeo, the 64s, and Crosscut. We also have food trucks and local and regional craft brews and spirits. Bring your own chairs. No coolers, tents, or pets are allowed at this 21 and over event, and IDs are required for entry. Buy tickets online or purchase at the gate. For more information, visit HavasuChamber.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And they use products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part. And all you do is call one phone number for pools, alarms, and pest solutions, 928-768-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you want to enter the world of healthcare, now's the time to do it. At Legacy Rehab and Care Center, you can enter the world of healthcare and become a certified nursing assistant while you work. Yeah. And then, when you get that certification, you make more money. And how fabulous is that? So, and you get a college certificate from MCC that says you're a certified nursing assistant and you're going to be well paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-763-1404 to make an appointment or send somebody over there with those that needs those services or wants to be a certified nursing assistant. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering portable, pre-built buildings. You pick your size, you pick the windows, you pick the door type, you pick the porch if you want one, or a ramp. And you can stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave, or call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, celebrating St. Patrick's Day Friday. Corned beef and cabbage, garlic baby red potatoes, and carrots. Yes, Friday the 17th at St. Patrick's Day, 11:30 until 9 with your St. Patrick's meal. Or they got fish that day, all you can eat fish. Fish or corned beef, you got to make up your mind at Perkins on Friday. All right, back in the studio. And it's Lori and Lori. How are you, ladies?
Awesome. Do it well.
We have Lori Duggins, the Community Services Officer with the Bullhead City Police Department, and Lori Biles, the Public Information Officer and Public Education Specialist with the Bullhead City Fire Department.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
That is. Yeah. That is.
So you're here for the bike rodeo.
Yes. We are so excited this Saturday.
How many years?
27th annual this year.
27th. I can remember the first one we did in the parking lot of Coyote Canyon School.
And it's grown since
then. Just a little bit, yeah.
I can't wait for this year. This year we've got air control services going to be there from 10 to 11 a.m. giving away 10 bikes. And they're really nice bikes.
10 bikes.
And then at the end of the rodeo, we'll raffle off 10 provided by Riverfront Cottages and RV Resort, the owners Maurice and Laura Trudell.
Okay.
They're giving away 10. And they also bought all the bike helmets for this year.
Wow.
I know. So every person who comes and presents and says, I need a bike helmet.
Gets one.
I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking if you ride your bike as an adult and you need a new bike helmet, we're giving you one free of charge.
Wow.
No questions asked. Come get it.
That was a chunk of change.
Yeah.
What's their names again?
Maurice and Laura Trudell.
And the business?
Riverfront Cottages and RV Resort.
Okay.
It's located, you know where Fast Trip is in Old Bullhead?
Yep.
Kind of if you head straight down to the river, they have made the most spectacular resort in Bullhead City.
Oh, okay.
It is a hidden diamond.
Okay. Well, because we should promote them.
Absolutely. You know? Yes, because they bought last year. They provided 12 bikes for the bike rodeo.
Wow.
And this year they were very excited and provided the bikes. And they were like, do you need more than that? But it's getting to be a strategic nightmare to get them all built.
Yes.
Thank goodness Bo Hellams from the Chamber is coming today.
Oh, good.
John Jones from the Fire Department. Officer Babiak, Captain Harms, we got a bunch of hands lending hand this evening.
Well, and Captain Harms, it's easy because he's so close to the ground. It's not, you don't have to bend down to put them together.
You're mean. That's mean.
Oh, I can pick on Jason.
Yeah, so we're going to be in front of the Bullhead City Walmart near the garden entrance over by Wienersnitchel. And speaking of Wienersnitchel,
yes,
every single child that rides through the course will get a completion certificate, achievement certificate, with a free corn dog on it.
Wow.
Certificate. Yeah, from Bullhead City Wiener Schnitzel.
So you ride your bike through the course, you grab that certificate, and just keep going over to Wiener
Schnitzel. Ride right over to Wiener Schnitzel. I warned them.
Fabulous.
I warned them. Yes.
Yeah. So Saturday when they set up the course, they need to also put a little crosswalk over to Wiener Schnitzel.
A little pathway.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Because the event's 9 a.m. to noon, so I'm sure everybody will be ready to hit up Wiener Schnitzel
as soon as
it's
done.
Over. It's right there in the parking lot in front of it.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of free things, not just the bike helmet. If they bring their own bike, thanks to your Morning Kiwanis,
right,
we have $500 in bike parts that I've sourced from all different directions to have a nice variety to try to fix up any bikes that come through that have safety concerns or just may not run.
And I mention often on here about the CERT team, and if somebody wants to become a member of the CERT team, call 928-758-3971. Mm-hmm. But it's the Bullhead City Fire Department CERT team that inspects the bikes to make sure that they're properly ready to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They do a great job, too. They're all volunteer.
And then if there's something wrong, they can go to the parts and fix them.
Yep, they just fix them up, give it a tune-up, or, you know, if it just needs air, if it needs new brakes, whatever it needs, we get them going.
So for all those kids out there with a bike, and maybe they're complaining something doesn't work, now's the opportunity to get it fixed.
Yes, and, you know, we have a lot of little ones that said they don't have bikes. Well, we have loaner bikes as well that we bring, so they can come on out and, you know, pick a bike out of what we have there and still ride the course and learn the safety information.
And maybe win a bike.
And maybe win a bike, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff all around.
So I also want to give a shout-out real quick while we're talking to WARMC, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Gina's going to be on scene giving away. Last year she had first aid kits, and they were hot top. They were hot commodities. So she's going to be out there again. We're going to have Arizona Youth Partnership out there giving away free Narcan. If you have a loved one that has opioids in the home, that everybody, it should be part of everyone's first aid kit, regardless if it's in your home, because you can't hurt someone by administering Narcan if they've overdosed and you come across them and they're not breathing. You can save a life. We're going to have WARMC giving away a couple bikes.
Oh, wow.
And Walmart gives us a few to give away.
That's right.
So kids got a really good chance of winning a bicycle out there Saturday.
Is your POA stepping up this year?
No, because we've got so many other donors that they're stepping up in different ways. The trunk or treats have gotten so big that we, last year, when we bought the cases of candy to go, we decided that we wanted something that got the kids out to get active in the community.
Okay.
So we are buying Frisbees for the trunk or treats.
Wow.
I love that.
So our officers are going to have Frisbees, Bullhead City Police Department Frisbees.
How cool.
That they will be giving, well, Z-Ring flyers. So they're going to have nice ones of those. So they're really stepping up in other ways, and they're volunteering. A lot of the officers, we can't pay the officers the overtime for this kind of thing a lot of times. And so many of the people you'll see out there are members of our Shop of the Cop, Fraternal Order of Police, our different organizations, and they're just there giving back their time.
I just don't think that anybody in the Bullhead City Police Department has the guts to say no to you.
Oh, you're funny.
But Lori and I can appreciate begging guys to show up and be places. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. The days of that. Because it's hard sometimes to get guys out, especially when they work their regular shifts.
We're pulling so many overtime shifts.
Right.
Yeah.
The governor's office of highway safety, we have that grant going, so that's an overtime shift. The airport's an overtime shift.
Right.
You know, that's in addition to their regular patrol duties.
Yeah.
So they're already working a lot of hours. And then, you know, to ask over and above, come on down on Saturday and give your time up free.
Yeah. Well, and Bullhead Fire has automatic overtime. Then they call you and say, you cannot say no. Get in here.
Yeah, that does happen, unfortunately. You know, we get into those situations. But when they come out and do events like this, I think once they get out there, they realize how much fun it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and the
kids just love interacting with them.
Somewhere in all the pictures at Bullhead Fire was a picture of Rick Southey riding a tricycle, one of the
bike rodeos. Was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that was years ago. That's when we did on the side of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That's what I should do to start promoting it the rest of the week, is put a throwback photo like that
there you
up
go.
On
yeah,
Facebook,
there you go.
On my Facebook.
I'm sure we can find some good ones.
Yeah. Come help us make an epic new memory.
Look through the old pictures and find one from the bike rodeo. You'll find Salvi on there on a tricycle. So there's probably a lot of good ones in there.
And still supporting it today.
Yeah.
Through his Kiwanis.
He's the one who writes a check for you for $500.
He does. I see a signature on it every year. I go, thanks, Rick.
Yeah. So this is your big thing this weekend. And then both of you again next weekend are at the Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then both of us the next weekend are at the air show.
The air show, yeah.
I'm and then both then. Of us the next.
It's a busy time of year.
Have you two thought about renting a house together? Or,
we share table space a lot.
A lot. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, you know what, though? It's good that our law enforcement and our fire service has that kind of working relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that you guys can set up together and provide information together. And you know, it's like the Standard newspaper was interviewing me the other day, and I said, I don't know the answer to that question, but call Lori Duggins, you know. And then she asked me about something else, and I said, check with Lori Viles on that, you know, because they want to go to the experts, and they want to interview them and get all the complete information into this article that she's putting together for the Kiwanis Kids Expo. So
I just can't imagine. I mean, this bike rodeo with your bullhead fire people out there, hands on every single child, making sure their helmet fits and talking with them about wearing that helmet and how it properly fits. You've got in front of you this amazing piece of art.
Yeah.
So we get to go out. We target second grade when we do helmet safety. So I've been out in the schools talking with all the second graders in Bullhead City, and then we put on the contest. They all get to decorate a helmet. We collect those, and then we choose a winner. So we've got our winner here.
Wow.
It's a little girl from Mauk East, Annie Trujillo, and she's 8 years old. She did a beautiful job, so we'll have her picture made into a poster that will be at the bike rodeo, and then she also will win a bike as well.
Wow.
For doing that. So just, you know, to give them a little encouragement maybe to do the contest. They get the helmet, and then the recognition and also the education and as why it's important.
Well, and bragging rights for their campus.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, that's my poster hanging in my classroom. I'm the one who won. I was at Mauk East today in fourth grade for our Kiwanis Club. We do the Bugs program there.
Oh, yes.
Bring up your grades successfully. And we passed out a lot of ribbons this morning.
That's great.
And at the end of the school year, they win a big old Lego kit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Today, Beth McDonald said, "Who likes Legos?" And almost every hand went up. You know, boys and girls, they love Legos.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a
thousand. And it's not an electronic thing. So I love that. It's encouraging them to build and use their imagination.
Yeah. And it said 1,082 pieces. I'm like, wow. That'll keep somebody busy for a while.
Yeah.
And hopefully nobody's stepping on them.
Yeah, no kidding. The parents. They're making them brighter. You can see them in the dark.
Right? Glow-in-the-dark ones. That's what we need.
So
Absolutely.
How many police officers will you have there, Lori, helping the kids get through the obstacle course?
We're going to have at least 10 officers on hand that day. Yeah. And some will have to come and go, of course. But, yeah, or more. And it depends on, you know, the scheduling that day and just time permitting and everything.
And they're out there helping them go through the course.
Yes, they're teaching them the rules of the road. That's the concept is we send them out on the bike to ride to school. And as they get older, we just assume they know the rules of the road and they know, you know, how they should be riding in traffic and the safety precautions they should have. But this teaches them. It's real traffic situations drawn out by our Parks and Recs department on the concrete. And the officers are physically there directing traffic and talking with the kids about their safety.
Right. So it's an education process, a free helmet, and some of them are going to win a big bike.
Yeah.
A lot of bikes.
A
lot of bikes.
Thanks to this generous community.
So you have like 22?
Oh, more than that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, including the helmet winner, 25 probably at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how exciting is that?
It is.
We used to give away a lot of little bikes.
Yeah.
And every time on the drawing, when the kids would come, they'd see the bigger bikes, the 20-inch bikes, and be like, I really wanted that one. Yeah. Thanks to our community partners, they stepped up and they go, let's just buy the bigger bikes.
Wow.
You know, yeah, because the little bikes seem are a lot less expensive, but they're also we grow out of them so fast now. Like my 3-year-old grandson, he totally is rocking a 20-inch bike.
Well, you mentioned Bo Helms a couple of minutes ago. He put a video on Facebook of his 2-year-old.
Yeah,
on a 2-wheeler with no training wheels.
Wow. On a 2-wheeler at the bike park.
Yeah.
At our new BMX track.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
I know it. 2 years old.
I know.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wheel. I thought it was the cutest thing I've pretty much ever seen at that new BMX track.
Well, Bo
when Bo took off.
Yeah.
And his son, his 2-year-old son, was right behind him on his bike. And they were both rolling out on that brand new track that morning.
I was pretty overwhelmed. Bo was in here yesterday, and he was saying that he saw like a 4 or 5 year old do it, and he said, "I can do that." And he just got on it and went. You know?
Oh man!
2 years old. I'm amazing.
Well, at one, I have a video of my grandson skateboarding. I think if we challenge these children younger, I think we need to be teaching them stuff younger because
it's amazing what
they can pick up at really young ages.
The problem is the competition isn't between the children. The competition is between the moms and the dads and the grandparents. Stick around. We're going to come right back and visit with these ladies some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC's service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
This year's Winter Expo is Thursday, March 16th at the Bullhead City Chamber. It's a great opportunity to visit with local businesses and experience the variety of vendor booths. The Winter Expo starts at 9 and ends at 1. Radio Central will be giving away 3 pairs of Willie Nelson tickets for his April 21st concert at Harrah's Laughlin. We'll also broadcast KNTR Talk's Speak Out 2.0 show live at the Expo from 10 to 11. Hope to see you at the Winter Expo on the 16th.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, time is running out, teachers. MEC is going to give away 18 $200 classroom grants for educators in the MEC territory to buy materials or equipment or supplies for a special classroom project. Submissions can be accepted now from a teacher in the MEC territory until the 17th, okay? You've only got a few days. Get your application now at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC, and they can text it to you or email it to you at 928-763-1100. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, if you're thinking about getting in shape in 2023, you better be having lunch or dinner at ProFit. Everything he makes is healthy for you. It's the healthiest breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Colorado River. And then you can ask about meal prep solutions where they'll make your lunch for the whole week. Yeah. And you just pick it up and take it to work with you. Yeah, you're set. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. All at ProFit Kitchen. People order their meals by the week all the time. You can too. Check it all out at ProFitKitchen.com. You can order there. You can see the whole menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. And ask about their catering services. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to shop and eat. Downstairs, we got the ice cream store. We got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs. We got Levi's to the Vitamin World, Boot Barn to the movies, plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. Oh, yeah, fast, reliable fiber internet. Digital phone, digital TV streaming service, all from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. Pre-register today at TWNcom, that's com/Mojave, or call 888-227-2095, or stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road, right behind Glam RN. All right, back in the studio. Lori, do you have TWN yet?
I don't.
It's in your neighborhood.
I know, I need it. Suddenlink went out when I was watching Amazon Prime last night, and I almost needed crisis counseling. I almost had to dial 988.
Yeah? Do you have the van up yet?
We do not have the van up yet. We're still trying to hire a backup, the Bullhead Area Community Crisis Unification Project. We're trying to hire a supervisor. So that they can oversee the hiring of the team, and that's been difficult.
Yeah.
Personnel is hard to come by these days.
Well, and you want someone who kind of knows what they're going to be doing out
Absolutely
there.
Absolutely knows the resources and things.
It's got a long list of credentials.
Yeah, we're trying to get somebody on board, but we are in. We have partnered with Taros in-house.
Okay.
When you call 988, they dispatch out Taros if you need somebody to come to you in our community. So Taros is housed in the Bullhead City Police Department now.
Fabulous.
For faster response time, because they were coming out of Kingman.
Right.
And it took so long to get to Bullhead. And they said, well, we need a Bullhead location. So our city stepped right up.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, it's wonderful because it's a service you're providing to the community.
Absolutely.
And who's the first one they're going to hear or call is the police department.
So, right.
Yeah.
So they're working hand in hand.
Good.
And it's just really working out beautiful for our community.
Fabulous.
So we're in the meantime, yes. And
that's
we'd
working.
Like for the backup team to do a little more different services than what Taros does.
Right.
Taros is strictly for crisis situation.
Right.
Backup was going to help some people that, you know, like maybe be in dangerous situations, living in underpasses and things
right.
like that. Outreach, making sure that we're patrolling those areas and getting those people out of those dangerous situations. Because we all know in Bullhead City, it doesn't have to be raining here
That's
for
right.
us to get flooding. If
yeah.
it rains in those mountains east of us, it comes downhill.
That's right.
Yeah.
So true. And the lieutenant was in here a couple of months ago talking about they could even call that van, for example, the fire department response to a home, and there's a person there who's had a heart attack. They're taking him to the hospital, but the wife is left there.
Absolutely.
Or if the individual has passed and you call the mortuary, now the wife is left there alone.
Right.
You know, and so you can call that backup unit, and they can come and be with them for a while, maybe till a family member shows up or something. But
because a lot of our winter visitors, they're here alone without family.
Right.
They're here, and they're trying to make those notifications, and they're experiencing the biggest devastating event of their lifetime.
Yep. Yeah, my wife's gone to work for hospice, and some of the stories are just so sad, you know, that she comes home and tells me about it.
I'm so excited you reached out to me, because at the police department, Lori and I both provide trainings. And so with her new hospice, we're going to be training them at two of their in-service trainings about services available in our community for their patients and their safety while they're responding out in our community. So we provide a lot of varied community education, and it's not just to community service groups, or it's religious organizations, it's businesses in our community. We want to give you the information before to stop from having to respond later, proactive instead of reactive.
I remember when I used to talk to businesses about fire safety, I'd tell them, fire safety here is your job. And they'd all look at me like, what? And I go, just remember, this building burns down, you lose a job. And then all of a sudden they looked at me, oh, well, yeah, I guess that does make it my job.
Right? So, like in the Navy, how many of them are trained in fire,
right,
as a first responder for themselves? Because it's hard to get, you know, services out to
and
them.
And I bet if you ask your daughter, she'll know what the word PASS stands for.
Oh, she does.
That's pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep for everybody out there. All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Great information. The bike rodeo is this Saturday, 9 to 1 at Walmart.
Right, 9 to noon.
9 to noon at Walmart, right across from
in between the Garden Center and Wienersnitchel.
Okay.
On the Mojave Drive side.
Yeah, and Richard Berger's providing all the kids with a corn dog. He rocks, doesn't he?
He's amazing. Yeah. One text. Yes, please, Lori.
All right, ladies. To get a hold of Lori Viles, they call 928-758-3971, and you're at extension 411.
Yes.
And Lori Duggins has a department cell phone she carries around.
928-715-0222.
There you go. Ladies, thank you so much. We'll see you at the Kiwanis Kids Expo a week from Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
We'll be there.
Have a great day. All right, this has been the warm-up show for Paul Lavoie. He's coming up next with the Power Hour with Bobby Lewis and Chad Hansen. Tomorrow we're live from the Expo at the Chamber of Commerce. Come in and see us. Say hi. We couldn't tear ourselves
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.